Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratore, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, considering how tight the standings are, how badly did you need both those wins last week?
Oh, we needed them bad, Schultzy, and mostly when you're at home right there. I mean, wins are tough to come by on the road, so you have to make sure you get it done at home.
Owen Sillinger had a great weekend last weekend. Three assists Friday, goal and an assist then on Saturday. He was named the number 3 star nationally for the week. What did you like best about his game last weekend?
I just thought Owen, you know, he played the total game. I thought he was really well-rounded in this game. Again, he was really good on faceoffs, which was a direct result in a couple goals. He was physical. He had good pace to his game, and we've been talking about it, you know, him playing with more pace, and I think when he plays with more pace, he's so much more effective and he's so much more confident.
You've got two kids of former NHLers. What does just being around a rink, and especially an NHL rink, most of your life do for a player?
Well, I think a lot. I mean, what a place to grow up, first off. I mean, I think about my own son, how fortunate he was just to grow up with the Beavers and be around our guys all the time, be around the Matt Reeds and the Brad Hunts and all the other great players and all the other great people. So I think you sit there and you know how to act. You see how they conduct themselves, in their craft and the little things that they do to make themselves a better player, and just kind of like the mentality of a hockey player.
How much did you know Mike Sillinger and Doug Smolik before you started recruiting the kids?
I didn't know those guys at all. I didn't know Mike Sillinger at all. Didn't know Doug at all. Two phenomenal guys, two great guys, and hey, they've done a great job with their kids as well.
Power play credited with three of them last Saturday night. It had been three games since you had scored. Just from a confidence standpoint, how important were those?
It is like it gives you a lot of confidence. And you and I talked early in the week, Schultz. See, it's just important. You know, you always want to score goals, maybe a little bit. I'm talking power play goals, I should say, with a little structure. You know, but what the heck? So we score one on the rush. We score one off a faceoff. I mean, you're going to take them. So you have to score them a lot of different ways. And how many times during the year do you not score, but your structure's good? You get a good shot. You get good puck movement, whatever it is. And you just, you know what, you just neglect to score. So they're going to come many different ways, and you take them when you can get them.
More with Coach Ceratore when we return. Pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratore. Huntsville playing better than they were the first time you played them. There were one goal games last weekend at North Dakota, headed to the third, and then they lost them both. What happened in the third period to them last week?
Well, again, they're just playing a pretty good team in their barn. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. I mean, it's just what happened to us when we played there. Third period got a little tough. I mean, that team, when they want to put their foot on the gas pedal, I'm talking the green team in Grand Forks right there, hey, it can get tough for anybody and everybody. It can get tough for the number 2, 3, 4, 5 teams in the country. So that's what happened. So it's a pretty good team they played.
They're fairly young. Generally speaking, how much better do young teams play the second half of the year?
Well, they get to be a lot better because, again, these young kids have been put in different roles. They're playing hard minutes, so they're put in different roles. In the second half of the year, things just seem to come together. You know exactly what to expect on college hockey. You know exactly, basically how to play, how to practice. You're a lot more experienced. And, again, nothing's kind of, nothing's confusing anymore. You're just a lot more comfortable with your game and travel and all those things that go with it.
Where are the Chargers better than they were back in late November?
I think they're probably a similar team, but I think they're just more experienced. They have very good speed, and they are very physical. That's a recipe for success right there, and that gets scary. I think the biggest thing is, hey, we caught them on a good weekend. So that's what the other thing. We caught them on a good weekend. For whatever reason, you know, we were at home. We actually had a pretty tough game in that 5-3 game. And that 7-0 game, it was just weird. Just kind of, again, the floodgates opened a little bit, and we were very fortunate. So I don't even like to compare games because sometimes it's not who you're playing, it's when you're playing them, Schultzy. And I think that we probably were playing them at the right time.
Historically speaking, the Beavers, one of the least penalized teams in the country. Last weekend, one penalty each night. How do you instill that kind of discipline?
I mean, the bottom line is just, I think the best thing to keep telling your team is don't take ill-advised penalties. And you're going to get penalties. You're going to get more than one usually, too. We kind of say to ourselves, we're always going to get three, you know. But don't put yourself in a situation where you're going to get four or five. And the way the game was played out last weekend, for whatever reason, we only got one apiece. I think we had the puck a lot. I think that probably helped. But I just think, again, yeah, you know what? I think if you keep your sticks down, you don't, and then you don't make ill-advised plays. Like, I'm talking physicality in center ice. You got to watch. You got to make sure you don't hold and hook, and you know all those things. You know what? You're gonna be better off. The bottom line, Schulze, skate. If you skate, you're gonna be fine. If you don't skate, you're gonna take penalties.
Got a fair number of fans who have made this trip. The weather is always great. It's gonna be brutally cold again this week back home, so it's a no-brainer trip. But it always, you know, it never ceases to amaze me the commitment level that your fans make, not only from a financial standpoint, but from an emotional standpoint of coming on the road. What's it like for the guys? What's it like for you as a coaching staff, seeing that many fans on this trip?
Oh, I love it. I love it. And Huntsville's a good trip. The weather's good. It's a beautiful city. And I think, our fans coming down here, you're exactly right, Schulze. Again, it's a financial commitment. It just tells you the passion they have for Beaver hockey. And, and also they want to get the heck out of Dodge in January.
It's only 24 hours, but what changes playing on a Thursday?
I don't know, Schulze. I haven't even thought about that, quite honestly, because both teams are playing on a Thursday. Our prep is a little more unique during the week, but so is theirs. So I don't know. It's just it's a little different.